This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Let Me Tell You. Now, here's Joan Hamburg.
I'm very attached to New York Magazine and its crew of journalists. I spent a lot of my early years working and writing for them, and that literally changed my life. It was because of New York Magazine and the then editor-in-chief and publisher Clay Felker that I went on to do radio. And I know so many people who were like my class in New York Magazine who went on to do so many other things, whether it be style or food or gossip, but we owe a lot to it. And it's still a very exciting place to be, to read, to work. And I want you to meet Maxine Bilder, who's editor of The Strategist. That's probably among the most popular sites and things they have. And it is a great gift when it comes to dealing with shopping online and all the goodies. I have a copy of The Strategist right in front of me. I look forward to getting it every year. And as often as they come out with information and advice, I grab it and lap it up. Because before I even made my gift list, I went to all of Maxine's hard work. So I'm happy you're here. And have things changed a lot over the years? I mean, it seemed simpler when I was doing it. Now there are so many trends and you have to deal with e-commerce, things that we didn't even think about.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joan, and thanks for the kind words. But yeah, to your point, online shopping is pretty overwhelming. I think anyone who's had the experience of just even looking for something that feels like it should be pretty basic, like bath towels or bed sheets, yeah, or even a blender, you know, you go online, you start searching on Google, and then there's hundreds of merchants and options. And that's sort of our whole goal at The Strategist, is to be your friend, to sort of hold your hand and help you through it and sort of wade through all of the options so you can find the best one for you.
And as you point out, retail has become like a jungle for a lot of people. And where it was, you know, you go to A or you go to B, now there's so much competition. And you have to really figure out where you're going to go, what you're going to buy. It's a whole art.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, I think, with the rise of direct-to-consumer brands, sites that are just sort of, you know, merchants that are now just selling straight to the customer through their own retail websites, it's hard to find really good curation of products too. And that's always what we're trying to do at The Strategist as well, is create these coherent, cohesive collections of things. And I think we did that with our holiday gift guide this year, which is in print, where we have gifts from $0 to, I think we have a $10,000 toe ring in there as well. So
yeah,
really,
no, but I love that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And that's sort of, we're always trying to find things that'll delight you and surprise you and just bring a smile to your face. And that's a really great job to have, especially this time of year.
That's for sure. And also taking us through the websites, which we never had in the past. And now you've got to learn how to use them too, and what you're going to find on them. Were you surprised by some of the gift things that even you came up with? What did you notice? Are prices higher this year? What's the difference?
Yeah, prices have been a little bit higher this year, but we've also seen some really excellent sales. And what's been really interesting on my end is seeing that everyone was really excited actually for the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals this year. And it seems that a lot of the deals are still sort of lingering, even though we're well past Thanksgiving and some of those big sales moments, but you're still able to find a lot of good deals on things. So that's been definitely surprising this year and sort of new. I think everyone loves the deal, but I think people are really looking for the deals this year.
Right, but I noticed in going through the stores, and I haven't been to department stores in a long time, and I've been popping in, is that Black Friday is still lingering, and people are still looking for the deals.
Totally, yeah, and there's still deals to be found. Just today, we have a deals writer who is on looking for the best deals every single day. That's her job, which is quite a fun one to have, I think. And she found a beautiful alpaca scarf that's on sale, discounted, I think, 20-some-odd%. So things are, you know, we always talk about what makes a good deal. And I think right now we're looking at things that are 20, 25, 30% off. And they're often things that you would rarely see on sale before.
And I'm curious, because of the pandemic, Maxine, do you feel that people are just saying, the heck with it all, we didn't do anything for years, I'm going for it?
I think a little bit, yeah. I think people are really excited to shop. I know I have had a bad case of the shoppies in the last couple of weeks where I've been going through my own holiday list for, you know, my husband and my family, but I've also been picking up a little treat for myself here or there.
And I think you deserve it.
Thank you. I think so as well.
No, it's true. I mean, I love to buy for other people, but every now and then when you see something in your travels, it pays to pick it up. What are some of the gift things that delighted you and that you noticed the response was really big?
Yeah. Every year we do a roundup of the kids' toys to buy before they sell out, which is one of my favorite posts every year, because it's just so fun to learn about what kids are excited about and what they want. Yeah. And so one of the big toys this year is called the Magic Mixies Magical Misting Crystal Ball. So say that five times fast. But basically, it's a little crystal ball that it has a cauldron that mists and light up, and it reveals a little magical plush pet on the inside. And so it's cool because kids are able to sort of put on a magic performance for their friends and family, and they can recreate it and do the misty reveal over and over again. And there's even a little magic wand that they can use. So yeah, that's been a really fun one to hear about, and just, yeah, imagining kids on Christmas morning putting on a magic show for their parents is sort of wonderful.
No, it sounds great. Is it an expensive toy?
It is on the expensive side. It's $85, but I've seen it on sale at a lot of places. Sort of going back to what we were talking about earlier, it's even the stuff that is sort of the biggest craze right now, you're even finding those things on sale. So you're still able to find a good deal.
Are kids, little girls, still liking dolls, or are they into more tech things?
I think so. Although one of the products that I've been really excited to hear about was, it's this little box. There's not a screen on it, but you're sort of able to, kids can listen to sort of podcasts. It's called,
it's
a little audio player. Really perfect for radio. It's called the Yodo Mini. And we had one of our contributors tell us that her kids love it so much that she joked that this Yodo Mini is now parenting her children instead.
That's very funny. I wonder what age range that would be for.
Yeah, her kids are 5 and 8. So
yeah, they're young.
They're young. But I think she likes it because it's a screen-free device that they're still able to interact with. And exactly. So yeah, they're able to listen to stories and audiobooks and things like that. So it's a little educational, but I think a lot of fun too.
No, it sounds good. And what are you seeing in the world of men's gifts that are sort of popping off the page and people are looking?
Yeah. One gift that actually has been going off this year. I think everyone is excited to travel again and has been feeling some travel pains. So one product that we've been seeing people really loving this year is a travel pillow. It's called the Turtle, and we've actually been writing about it since 2017. And so unlike a regular travel pillow, which is sort of bulky and hard to carry around and sort of that big, like, U-shaped pillow, basically, this one is cool because it's basically a fleece sleeve. So it folds down flat, and it sort of, you can wrap it around your neck, and it provides support. So when you're on an airplane, you're able to just sort of lean your head to the side, and it keeps it propped up. So that's been a really popular gift.
So it's flat, but when you put it on and use it,
holds your head. Yeah, it holds your head almost upright. It's got a little piece of plastic in there that helps support your neck, so it doesn't flop around when you're trying to sleep.
That's actually a great gift. I stopped taking them because I had to bring an extra shopping bag to put them in.
Yeah.
You know, a travel pillow was a pain in the neck. This sounds really good.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's really great. I was gifted one once, and it's one of my favorite travel products too.
No, it's all in there. And what about women? Well, anyone could get that. That's a gift for you to give anyone who goes anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another thing we've seen, and this was actually on sale for Black Friday, but we've seen it still discounted, but there's, I'm sure you've heard about all of the great benefits of sleeping on a silk pillowcase. It's great for your hair. It's great for your skin. It's also just feels really luxurious when you're going to bed at night, but obviously silk is pretty expensive. And so one of our favorite gifts this year is a mulberry silk pillowcase. The brand's called Zima Silk. It's available on Amazon, and it's a fraction of the cost of a standard pillowcase, which can often be a silk pillowcase, which can be like $100-something. This is $24 a pillowcase, which is pretty affordable. It comes recommended by our beauty writer, who says it's just as smooth and cool as the more expensive versions. And it's also available in 40 different color options. So, yeah, a great gift that won't break your budget, but feels very luxurious and expensive.
It's going to be interesting, even from you guys, your point of view, although you shop professionally, to see whether people are really spending money and really going. Because I couldn't believe the sales that were everywhere still to lure people in the stores, and people were actually interested.
Totally. Yeah. No, and it's really great when the sales are actually good. And I do think it speaks to sort of, yeah, people always love a good deal. I think that's the other trick here, is that good times or bad times, everyone's excited to get a good deal.
And what's your feeling about department stores? Is the public shopping in department stores? Are they looking online mostly? Is it a boutique? Where are they going, and where are the wallets ending up?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, what I see is a lot online, but that's also because of what I do and what we do at The Strategist and at New York Magazine. But I'll speak for myself, and I'll speak anecdotally. I think, you know, I've been really heartened to, you know, walk around Soho and see people are lining up and shopping in person and going into stores. And I do think that there's something about actually going in and seeing and touching and feeling, you know, that cashmere sweater that you're never going to get online. As much as, you know, that's sort of what we try to do at The Strategist, is to provide those details and to help you make those decisions yourself. But the way we do it is we go in person and we check it out, and we see and touch and feel and experience. And so share our thoughts that way. So yeah, I think there's nothing like walking around, walking down Fifth Avenue and seeing all of the storefronts at Christmas time. It's really special. So
right, it is. And it's a good time to shop too, especially try to stay away Saturday or Sunday if you don't have to, just because the city is so crazy and the parking rules. Do not bring your car, whatever you do. Good job. I have it in front of me. It's my shopping list. Thank goodness you went ahead. And really worth seeing. The Strategist is, you can get it. I keep it until the holidays are over. And thank you, Maxine Bilder. All the best to you. Maxine is editor of The Strategist, and that's one of my favorite sites. And now I have the issue right in front of me. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much, Joan.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.